October 6, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Bent of Regeneration. When it pleased God to reveal His Son in me, Galatians 1, 15 and 16. If Jesus Christ is to regenerate me, what is the problem He is up against? I have a heredity I had no say in. I am not holy, nor likely to be, and if all Jesus Christ can do is to tell me I must be holy, His teaching plants despair. But if Jesus Christ is a regenerator, one who can put into me His own heredity of holiness, then I begin to see what He is driving at when He says that I have to be holy. Redemption means that Jesus Christ can put into any man the hereditary disposition that was in Himself, and all the standards He gives are based on that disposition. His teaching is for the life He puts in. The moral transaction on my part is agreement with God's verdict on sin in the cross of Jesus Christ. The New Testament teaching about regeneration is that when a man is struck by a sense of need, God will put the Holy Spirit into his spirit, and his personal spirit will be energized by the Spirit of the Son of God, until Christ be formed in you, end quote. The moral miracle of redemption is that God can be put into me in a new disposition whereby I can live a totally new life. When I reach the frontier of need and know my limitations, Jesus says, blessed are you. But I have to get there. God cannot put into me a responsible moral being, the disposition that was in Jesus Christ, unless I am conscious I need it. Just as the disposition of sin entered into the human race by one man, so the Holy Spirit entered the human race by another man. And redemption means that I can be delivered from the heredity of sin and through Jesus Christ can receive an unsullied heredity, for example, specifically, the Holy Spirit. That's the end of Oswald's text. Here we see that we can never be holy, no matter how hard we may try. Holiness is not a function of my striving, nor a function of my resolve. I can never be holy. Holiness can only be achieved if the I, the inner being of myself, is replaced with a holy being. That holy being is Jesus Christ. When a man recognizes that he is without holiness and needs God through Jesus Christ in order to be holy, he is then faced with the ultimate decision in the universe. If I would be holy, I must simply invite Jesus Christ into my life and allow his disposition, his persona, to live through me, to be present in me. When God sees Jesus Christ in me, he sees holiness. When he sees me without Jesus Christ, he sees no holiness whatsoever. If any man would be holy, he cannot achieve such by any act or any resolve. He can only receive holiness as he receives Jesus Christ as the persona that controls and dictates the course of every event in his life.